99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Yeah, you just heard Ludovico Inoade. No, pardon me. Roberto Casilla Paglia. I'm really considering getting him on radio for a chat. And maybe I should not tell you first before I get him. I really have thought about it. I think that he might be able to tell you something introspective about art. And maybe he can share with you how art is woven into a melody and how he gets to weave his interpretation of art into phenomenal classical pieces where you find soul and you feed something inside of you that food can't feed, and you satisfy something inside of you that has a yearning, and you come alive suddenly because something transcendent has touched you. Ah, art. Thank God for art. Okay. What's today? Tuesday. I actually thought it was Wednesday for a minute. I'm in a hurry, I know. Open Thought Tuesday. The sun rises here. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce and you're on the sunny side. Stop. Thank you. Great. All right. So today on the show, our first hour, we're going to talk about a conversation that pretty much was worth considering about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't have time to get into it. Our first hour today, we're going to discuss, it's not called snitching if it's official, right? But, you know, the caller who called and said snitching would probably be like an ideal term for it. But I think it would, I think a better term would be informant, someone who informs the state or, for example, police directly about citizens' acts that may be out of order, out of law. Let's discuss whether that would help us manage, mitigate what we might regard as social vices, corruption, or ills in society that we want security agencies to help us, you know, mop up. So that's our first hour. Second hour, I want to talk about married women. So I think first I want to speak to, actually, I think I have just a mental note for married women, but the conversation is to everybody. I think, to be honest and fair, it has to apply to everybody. I want to share an audio with you, and then I'm going to subject that audio to your information and see what you have to say about the audio that you have heard. With that said, over the last few days, I've gotten quite a number of messages, and I have tried to respond to a few. And one is one message I received, which I would like to address right now, is a message from someone on Instagram asking if I'm a counselor. I'm not a counselor. I'm not. So I suppose that there is something that you perceive or that you hear me say that makes you think I have it within me to counsel people. No, I'm not a counselor, but I want to speak a little bit more in depth about that. I think I want you to be more empowered, stronger than you are. Otherwise, you make yourself prey. Let me see if I can go back recent history and highlight something that used to be common but isn't anymore. A few years ago, there was this hype about master classes. Who remembers? Anybody, do you ever stumble on any of them social hypes on master classes? Master classes, okay, what about conferences where you have to 7 ways to be a winner? You had to stumble on those ones. Now, if you're in Nigeria, you met the 7 ways to be a winner, 20 ways, and then you have to pay a gate fee and attend a conference, right? 10 ways to do something, 20 ways to fly, 6 ways to sit down, how to be a virtuous woman, 10 ways for you to straighten your hair so that your husband's gonna like it, a billion ways to be a mom. You know those things they used to do that year where you had to pay gate fee, $5,000, $20,000. I don't have a problem with you choosing to attend those events and pay for it. But let's go back observation. Let's go back a little bit and reobserve that. You see, then there was a hype for it. And so your motivation, motivational speaker, what do you call them? Yeah. Motivators. Motivational speakers and mentors, right? You see, then they could swindle you. They could put a price on something that now Google has made available. So suddenly that hype has died. Anybody who's telling you 7 ways to plait your hair, if it's not coming from heaven, it's on Google.
Like, so now the industry has shape shifted. So they can't tell you what you can just good old Google, right? And I think in that time, there was a supposition, I would say, that they had something that you didn't have. And it only took time for that buzz to die. It just died. Even now, your mentor needs a mentor. Or your motivational needs his own, because like it's hard. Like people don't know where they're going. So when you ask me if I'm a counselor, I think I want to remind you that I think what I can tell you, I mean, I have inspiration that you don't. And yes, I do say that on good authority. But in many cases, what I can tell you is something that you already know. And I'm asking you to become capable of judgment and then to exercise judgment on what you know. So this is what I'm going to say to you, and for free too. Because if I was going to charge for this, I'm like, 10 ways. Hold on, let's give this a good title. It's got to be sophisticated.
Very.
Because gate fee is like $40,000 or $50,000, like $50, right?
Great.
Uh-huh.
Gate fee?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not plenty now, $50. $50, VIP, $100,
like
regular.
Cheap.
Of course it's cheap.
Yeah, that's something like
you know how many fees. Times I thought about talking to management about
But that's like different from the actual fee. That one is just entry fee, $50.
No. It's the actual fee.
Together.
Yeah, it's coming in. So if one sits in front, $100, you're going to sit at back, $50. I'm going to come up with a title, but in the meantime, this one is free.
How to stay in the light.
Okay, I think I could use that one. Okay, so that's it. That's one. And so there's probably... No, how to act in what you know. Because I think sometimes you know it, you just don't have the courage to act on it. So, Les, while you're thinking of your title, let me tell them what I want to say.
How about hold the fort? Holding the fort.
Look, at this point, I'm about to have a conference, how to punch your enemy in the face. Because that's where we are. Because all of you ask me questions that practically require confrontation. That's where we are right now. So the lady says to me, I listen to your show. I love it. And I wonder if you're a counselor. I have a problem I want to discuss with you. And she says, it's about my husband. And he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't want to, blah, blah, blah. And she mentions some things. And I say to her, I'm not a counselor, but you can talk to me. And then she responds, oh, thank you very much for your response. It's an alcoholic problem and another problem. And she doesn't even go into the details of it. That's why I don't like answering you guys. Because I feel like I don't even know whether you really want redemption or you just want someone to chat with. I don't have time for a chat. But wait, though. So this is what I'm going to say to you. Imagine your math teacher wants to teach you math. Your math teacher supposes that you don't know it. And so they want to make their life easy, right? And so they give you a formula. They ask you to look at that formula very well, understand it, memorize it, right? Then they give you an equation. Then they say insert equation into formula. So once they explain the formula to you and they give you an equation, even if you are not a listener, as long as you master that formula, you can just inject all your pi r squared.
And then they'll mark you for it.
Well, yeah, because it seems as though what the formula is the framework that if you understand the formula, you can nearly not get the answer wrong. It's like the formula is a determinant of the outcome. So if you get the formula right, you can nearly predict the outcome. So when and this is why I say I'm speaking to fathers, that you raise your children as though you were imputing a formula. So that when they interact with this world, they just insert whatever realities that they come by. Even if the father's never lived the realities, but your children can. So, for example, even though I can never make a conversation out of this at any point in time. So there was a generation where if you had inverted sexuality, you couldn't come out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You and the devil had to stay in the shadows. But now there are state laws instituted to give liberty and freedom of expression to these things, right? Good. So it means that You know, my father didn't have to live with that, but I'm living with it now. So if I have a formula, then I can insert my reality into a formula and almost nearly predict outcome. It's not a certainty, but you can. It's like the reason you have men in front of you, the reason you say this is my spiritual something, my teacher, is that they're trying to tell you where you can go. And so you have a math teacher who says, yeah, no, they're not telling you where you belong. They're trying to say, if you do like this, you do like this, you do like that, then we are almost certain this is the answer to the question. Like, this is where you're going to come out. Like, if I'm trying to give you a description and I say, from Etimiang, go left, go right, follow Sanusi Fafunwa, enter like this, drive Falomor, go like that, like that, like that, Third Mainland Bridge. So between here and Third Mainland Bridge, police, flat tire, ex-girlfriend sees you, calls you up, you stop for lunch. Your mom calls you, you might even go back. Like, my mom calls me and she needs me. There's traffic, and normally the drive that's supposed to be, say, what, 45 minutes is 3 hours. Whatever. Like, the one driver drives, bashes your side mirror, you have to fight. Lagos, like, say, you come out, you shout, you fight. Or you continue driving and go and fix your stuff yourself. Like, so whatever, you see, regardless of what happened between here and Third Mainland Bridge, your destination is Third Mainland Bridge, but everything in between are just the features, right? But you, if you keep at that formula, Third Mainland Bridge is exactly where you're going to get to. At this point, I feel some of you are easy to be exploited, because I can sell you something at this point, because even by your judgment of me, which is accurate, you think I have something to tell you. But from me to you, I'm saying that there is something that is already in you, or maybe something in you that you need to develop, so that if you're married to someone and their action, reactions do not fit into the foundation of truth, you're not confused.
Okay.
Why are you calm? Some of the messages you send me is like, how is this confusing? How be having 30-year-olds tell me that they're confused about something? It's like, how? But maybe because I've done this so long, I can smell confusion at this point. So you need to build. And let me tell you why it's good to speak the truth. I've told you this many times before. You speak the truth, and the assumption, the most guaranteed assumption of a person who speaks the truth, is that they're intelligent. So the proof of intelligence is one who speaks the truth. In fact, I used to say it until I stumbled on an Indian professor's PhD program where their thesis was on intelligence. And he had four something that proves intelligence. And the third was truth. And the third in record, you know, out of India. And I go, okay, so I'm not the only person who thinks this, right? Yeah, so truth, right? So when you come through life, you see the way your father lived, you see the way your mother lives, you realize which one are you taking, which one are you not taking. You tell yourself the truth, you speak the truth. When you speak the truth, you are able to trust your own judgment. What that does for you is that you're able to depend on your own reasoning. And when you don't depend on your own reasoning, you start looking for spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers and counselors and deliverers. What? Yeah, I mean, first of all, you don't even have faith because you don't have truth, right? So there's this thing, it's like you're really just hoping for a miracle. You know, you want something to change. So if you speak the truth, psychologically, you stack up a structure that you can depend on. You need to be capable of depending on good judgment. And the only way you can do that is to speak your truth. Sometimes it says, and it's not science, it's the good old, I don't like something that you did, don't do it again. Honesty in conversation. Honesty to your neighbor. Honesty to yourself. To your... Just the truth that you tell yourself. The things that you know. To not lie to yourself. You know, because that way you're able to depend on something. And then if you're with someone and they don't fit into not your own... That's the thing now. So in a world where they tell you to do you, oh, you're damned. You're so damned. Oh God, you're damned. No. So what you are standing on is the truth. You're not standing on your own personal self-induced philosophies. You are standing on the truth. So if you meet me, you are going, and your truth is formula that should apply to a Chinese, a Nigerian, an American. That's, you know, it's a framework. If you meet me and I do something to you that is impractical and so doesn't quite fit into the framework of your setup of the truth, not what you like, but what the truth is, I cannot be confusing to you. I don't, it's that simple. But I guess you would love for me to open office, charge you $1,000 an hour, just tell you this in private.
Book a session.
I should be driving a Mercedes 2020. By now, I should have booked Mercedes 2023.
No more Range. I thought it was always Range.
No, it's Ferrari.
Ferrari.
My money is not complete.
Ferrari.
Yeah, but at least I know, I'm sure that if I dream that Mercedes, if I strategize on these guys, I could do 2023 Benz by February.
Uh-uh.
By February. Look, sit down there now. Your motivators, what are they doing? if I scheme on you very well by this time next year, I could do like 2023. And I'm going to put, I'll take a picture, put it on Instagram, I'll put hard work. And I'll say hustle. Good God. I can't even believe I'm saying this for free, because maybe I should do it. What do you think?
It's going to make sense.
I think it's a lot of sense, right? Just write hustle.
Well, if it's a truth that you believe in, maybe you should.
Now that's a terrible setup. Now that's a terrible thing to do to me. It's like, so, yeah. Then that's it. If you believe that, if that's who you are, then you slow me down a little bit. Now she's trying to slow me down because she's like, oh, do you believe in that? It's like, ugh.
She's just trying to pull the trigger.
No, she's slowing me down. Now she wants to revive the light. She wants to bring in the light into a dark place. She's offending me, actually.
Really?
Because, you know, I could just...
I'm telling you what you would tell me. What I think you would tell me.
So, I'm saying to you that you're weak, you're without structure, and you're afraid, and so you can't act. And so when your wife is acting a certain way and doesn't fit into the framework of the truth, you can say, sit down, let's talk about this. This and this you're not supposed to do. When they are not, like, you can quickly make a decision. You can say, this is not working, this unit would not work, or I can manage it, I'm going to stay. But being confused is not going to be one of it. Okay, that was $1,000 classy head, and that was $2 million a year. Okay, maybe not all 2 million will come. At least 100,000 of you show up on a $500 gates pass.
Oh, my.
I think I can cash out overnight.
Overnight, sister. Man.
Stop. Okay, no wild thoughts. Let's do the Lord's work. But I'm seriously considering this gate fee thing, because at this point, it's like you're begging me to do it because you would not be responsible. Responsible for your judgment, for your actions, to know, to come to light, to stand and to act on what you believe. And if you lose, so be it. So I love fast cars. You probably might have sensed it, because I've spoken about fast cars a lot. I was watching Lewis Hamilton recently, and he gave an interview. And this is someone who has won joint record 7 World Drivers' Championship titles. He ties with Michael Schumacher. He holds the most career records for drivers, including most wins, 103, pole positions, 103, and podium finishes, 188. This guy has spent his youth winning. And he said recently, you gain nothing from, he says, you learn nothing when you win. So it seems as though loss is a good way to learn. So I'm saying to you, if we can borrow from the philosophy of Lewis Hamilton, don't be afraid to lose. Because really, what are you really winning if it's not the truth, right? Don't be afraid to lose. Don't be afraid. Rule number one, never be afraid to lose. The moments you're not afraid to lose, you're winning. Don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to let it go. Don't be afraid. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. All right. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And let's talk about Snitching. Well, I think that's a street term for being a police informant. So usually in Black America, well, in the hood, if I mean on official documentation, you're an informant, right? But on the streets, they refer to you as a snitch. So that's why you have to be undercovers. Your mother mustn't know. Your dad mustn't know. Nobody has got to know because they'll kill you first. They'll take you out. Okay, so a few weeks ago, someone on the show felt that it was one way to help the Nigerian police force and maybe any other instituted authority who is battling crime to get information that they can work with. I thought that that was wild, but hey, it might just really be a point. Apparently, in other Western civilizations, no, it's the same civilization, but it's a different world. So I would say in other worlds, first world nations, you would have something as an informant. And sometimes, you know, like there are some states where you can enforce a citizen arrest. So a citizen can arrest another citizen on behalf of the police. So, for example, if I thought that a driver did something wrong, or say if I thought my neighbor did something, or say I was on the street just walking down the road and another pedestrian did something wrong, then I would, or I could, arrest the person, hold them down, and wait for police to arrive. So there's, you know, something called a citizen arrest. Hold on, is Vaughn going to read the news live? Oh, okay. So Vaughn is going to be reading the headlines live, which is highly unusual, but we'll welcome her presence regardless. Okay, so when I come off that, I'm going to be giving you the gist. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Talk about citizen arrest. Talk about being an informant. And then we'll open up the telephone lines. We'll be right back. This is Nigeria Info. All right. 4 minutes past 1 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so before the break, I was telling you about citizen arrest, which is possible in some countries. And then there is this one where you can be an informant. Apparently, the reason why it became necessary was actually due to threat of international terrorism and the growth of illicit drug trafficking around the world. So this pretty much started like 20 years ago. Law enforcement pretty much came up with means and ideas by which they can nip in the bud, social ills, one of which would be localized terrorism or, say, trade in illegal drug trafficking. All right. And so they came up with this idea of having informants. Yeah. And an informant is generally someone who has contacted the criminal justice system because of a criminal lifestyle, but is granted immunity from appropriate criminal justice sanctions in return for giving the police information about persons in the criminal underworld or participating with undercover police in illicit drug transactions that produce arrests of unwitting participants. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Do you think that it might just be a phenomenal idea, a support that can be extended to EFCC, Nigerian Police, DSS, State CID? Yeah, do you think... Let's not use the term snitching, because that's that would not be a formal description of anyone who does something like that. That would be a street language, right? Yeah, so to be an informant, do you think that that's something that we should consider? Because it's one measure by which we can minimize crime in society. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Thank you. Informant. For me, no.
What?
In Nigeria, you know, there's this musician that sang this music, Truth Don't Die. Truth Don't Die for Nigeria. Not be today.
Are you saying the truth is dead or it doesn't die?
At for Nigeria. You didn't hear what I said.
No, I do not understand what you mean. Do you mean the truth is dead or it doesn't die?
Yes. Truth doesn't die, but for we, you know, this is our Nigerian factor. Truth is dead. And for that informant of his thing, I will not be part of that.
According to Aristotle, a thing is either true or untrue. It cannot be true and untrue. So it's either truth is dead or truth cannot die.
Well, I don't know how to put it again for you to get my point.
I mean, I heard your point, but I'm asking you to think about your point.
But for Nigeria...
No, if the truth doesn't die and that logic is superior to Nigeria, then the only reason truth is not a common notion in Nigeria is because the men have become lies.
You know, everything we do, whatever they do on the outside, out there in the world, we have this, what I call Nigerian syndrome.
Isn't that a narrow way to look at something? Isn't that a narrow way to look at something? Isn't that a very narrow way?
Look at the message. Look at the message you receive now. You hear what people are saying to you? Are you a motivator now? What do they call you? Are you a counselor?
I've answered the question. You have a problem with that? What's wrong with that? But I've answered the question. Why are you repeating that?
It's okay, Joy. Just keep on doing what you are doing.
The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you.
The sunny side.
Welcome to the show. If you have just tuned in, my name's Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joy.
Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
You haven't learned to move quicker than my hands. Okay. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
Good to have you. I'm sorry, your line is bad. You're going to have to call me back. I sincerely... I apologize. It's not clear enough. Please call me back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Sunday.
Yeah, to me, it's possible that in Nigeria, with the condition of the leaders we're having, it won't work. But it's possible. Okay. We have the right person.
Why would it not work when you say condition of the leaders?
It's because of the wrong people we're having as leaders. That's just it. It works. If we have the right person, it works. Because if it's possible in other countries, why not in Africa?
But if the people want it, then maybe that's where judgment begins, in the hands of the people.
Yeah, but as it is, for every country has laws and rules and regulations, but in Nigeria there is no law. So how does it work?
Okay, I see your explanation. Thank you. Okay. So that's someone who thinks we should consider it if we're serious, but because of the absence of... Well, there are laws, right? But maybe you mean that they're not necessarily implemented. Hello, how are you? Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. This is Godman.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right, so what you talked about...
About what?
Like, you know, someone that's being like a spy. Let me put it that way.
Spies for James Bond them levels. So this one is just good old informant.
Spy is more like it because you're like a spy for the government.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I think informant is better.
The only problem we have here is nothing works except we deal with corruption. We have a bad government. No matter how you want to bring out those kind of things, to be corrupted, it will be used for. Maybe to haunt their own
enemies.
You know, anybody that comes to the side, they want to cover up for the person. So that's just the problem we have about this whole thing. Until we have good leadership that's not corrupt, I don't think that can work here.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, well, get in on the conversation. Hi, let's talk. What's your name?
Joy Anyamola. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Good job. Yeah,
tell us your name. Joy. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I can play for me, Claudio Joyce. Joyce, have you ever have a good structure that you want to build and you have a bad foundation? Joyce?
I'm not sure I like the way you're calling my name. Like, I'm sure I don't owe you, but you've called me like five times.
Well, you're owing me this afternoon, Joy. That's why you started the program. Okay. Let me communicate. Yeah. Joy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If you have a good structure in your mind and you have a bad foundation, do you know what you get?
Okay.
That structure will be like elephant that cannot fly.
Okay.
That is the simple truth. Not that you don't know the true joy. Okay, you that is there now, you have many good things in mind. But the problem is implementation. Who are those people that are there? You know, the European one will tell you that if you want to hide the truth for Africa, man, you should write it inside the book. Our constitution is being written inside the book, but it's not working. That is the simple truth. It's not that we don't know what is the truth. It's not that we don't know what is good to do. But the problem is implementation. That is the simple truth, John.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, yeah.
The Sunny Side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hello. You're on the Sunny Side. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
I'm calling from Ikeja. Good. I got through.
Yeah. Thank you for getting through.
You remember, I raised this in one of your shows that you called it sweet. You asked me to read about German, if you remember.
Okay.
Yeah. When the NGA boss said about that drug in Ikorodu, I called.
Oh.
Now, no matter what we call it, whether snitching, what is eyewitness report? What is what EFCC currently have? They have a whistleblower. What is it called? We are all renaming it and baptizing it just to achieve one goal. It is what it is. And until we implement it, I don't think we are moving any better. Because this is something we've all seen that will help us at this present stage we are in this country.
So have you heard other callers? Did you hear what other callers said? They think it's not going to work.
Yes, this is it. I agree with them. Because if I make a report, a police that should go and act on my report refuses to act on it, who oversees that policeman? If the policeman takes the culprit to court and judges are supposed to sit, he's not sitting. Who oversees the judge? So we actually need another law that will affect the law. And that law is what I now call Citizens Bill. Citizens Bill is a law I believe that every department, everybody knows what to do and a timeline to do it.
Okay.
When you're unable to do it, the citizens take over your job and implement it and let's move on. Nobody holds us down.
So you feel like once the people are ready, the country can change. That's what you're... Well, it sounds as though that's what you're defending.
I didn't understand what you said.
Are you saying that if the people are ready to seek justice and society and correctness and the elimination of immorality or, let's say, vices, that we might be able to eventually influence a constitution or at least get the bad eggs or the non-working officers out of the way?
That is it. But it's just because of the constitution we practice, we want a legal framework to act. And that is why I said that my visual aid bill and my hearing aid bill will serve as a legal framework that I can be walking on the road and have my device taking pictures and taking videos of anything that my
But isn't that
see.
Invasive? So let's say, you know, you're driving and maybe you're in a confrontation.
I have my dash cam while I'm driving. It takes video and pictures of anything that my eyes can see.
Wow. Okay. I guess we're either going to agree or disagree. So let's hear what other people think about this. You really are very, you're convinced that this can work. But at what, where does the line get drawn? At some point, doesn't it become invasive? Because I've seen videos on the internet taken by a third party of two other persons, and they don't know that their picture has been taken. And in my view, I think that's, you know, invasive. At what point, like, how do we separate the invasion of privacy from, well, yeah, I think I like the way he kind of introduced other titles that we have tagged this thing to. Eyewitness, whistleblower, informant, snitch. No, so the snitch is non-state actor. that would be an actual non-state actor. That's a slang for the streets. So if you have just tuned in, welcome. We're really trying to see whether we can properly handle in the absence of guns, because I think we have agreed that Nigerians should not be given the liberty to bear arms, right? Good. So we have emerged with another way, a rescue plan that might help minimize social vices in communities or in society or even in the country at large. And that is to be an informant to the state, to be an eyewitness to... That's not eyewitness. No, that's not... That's snitching. Okay, so let's not call it snitching then. Let's say informant then, because that's not eyewitness. Eyewitness is... You were told you leave a Lekki near the Lekki toll gate. Then 2010-20, you heard something. Then you came to your window. Then you use your... That's eyewitness. Good. This one you described. Nah, man. That's an informant then. Okay. So, do you guys agree with it? Do you think that the government should consider using citizens to achieve a goal of being their eyes in the streets, in the communities, in the state, within the state? Let's talk. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, George. Good afternoon.
Hello. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Mashike from First Start.
Thank you.
Let me answer your question first. Although I wanted to dedicate a passage from a book to you first.
Oh.
So to answer your question, first of all,
yeah,
why are we still talking of snitches when you have technology? But even that one carries the same. I don't know if you watch this series, Person of Interest. It now comes down to you have to give up something for something. What if the price for stopping insecurities, invasion of privacy, which was like the whole thing the series was centered about. They designed an AI called Norton Light that listens to every call, every message. You get the whole idea.
Yeah, good old China.
It analyzes. So in that case, how they try to minimize the invasion of privacy is like it's the machine now reacts by social number, like your social security number. It can use it to pick people of interest that are in danger, something like that. So because the way we are now in Nigeria, if you say it's a person, the person can be swayed, the person can be biased. In fact, I'm not believing that the way we're going in Nigeria is only an AI that can give us good governance. That's what it's going to, because the amount of things that have been happening recently, in fact, you just imagine if you type into an AI, can you steal petrol for how many years without nobody knowing what it will give you?
Yeah, okay.
That's a
good one. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll save the passage for Laws of Logic.
What's the passage about?
Okay, let me...
What book is it?
I'm linking it to what you were saying about the person asking you if you are a counselor, sure.
Laws of Logic.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The sunny side, hey, how are you? We have WhatsApp messages we can read, right? Okay, let's go to WhatsApp.
Now, this guy says, one TV series that I knew how the importance of these informants' personality come to play are Power and Ozark. Very, very interesting. And one popular thing is attached to it is protective custody. And it is used by FBI and CIA. It's actually so sensitive that two different agencies never give out who their informants are. We never reach that kind of level, but Nigerians have informants. These governments that cannot know they are stealing crude oil is who will take informants' use as priority. Never. It's a very complex thing abroad. If that informant gets into trouble, there's a big problem. Informants are serious assets. They're in Yankee Fred, says this one. This one now says,
hold on, I like that part where Fred said, well, if we're not sure who's taking the crude, then we can't be sure about anything else, right?
It gets interesting. This guy says, I know a guy in one local police station who is a snitch. All the criminal elements around that vicinity know him and treat him like a leper. What surprises me is the cops take him along when they go for mass arrest. Funny enough, he's the only one unarmed. One year when the DPO was changed, someone died in one of the operations. During investigation, the DPO found out he's not a cop. He was arrested, prosecuted, and sent to jail.
Oh.
Now, he's out and back to his old beat because there is a new DPO now. I think that guy's an illegal informant. That's what he says.
Wait now. One time he was a state agent. Why are you calling him illegal? Because powers changed. I mean, one time he was a child of the state, right? Or at least maybe the police used him to do their work. So now that they changed the DPO, he's unemployed. Maybe the DPO does not believe, first of all, he's not instituted. So, of course, the DPO would not want to use him. Well, thank you very much for your message. Okay, great. I have to go to another WhatsApp message. Hello, we're going to do one more message and then go to the telephone lines.
Oh, Joyce, good afternoon. Infamous reports criminals to police. The same police told the criminals who reported for the arrest, billed them. Joyce, the same criminals attacked Infamous. They almost died for snitching.
No. So the way this happens is anyone who works for the police or works for or who's an informant to the state gets protective custody. So when you say he almost died for snitching, like, what do you mean? Didn't the state give him protective custody? Like, and one, as you have heard, you don't get to know the informant. It's just that the earlier guy who called in saying that he would like to have a dash cam, a dash cam in his car recording the things that he sees, is saying that he thinks he wants every citizen to be able to take information to the Nigerian police or say state institutions to say, well, this is what's happening in the streets. We're trying to bring your attention to it. And it would be good if you can look into it. But if the state is using specific individuals as informants, then what they must do is keep them private. They have to be on, like, your mom is not going to know. Your mom cannot know because she's going to go and tell the women in women's August meeting, oh, that my son, he snitches for the police. your mom can't know that. So we're going to go to the telephone lines right now. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hey, make it back. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Are you hearing me very well now?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sister, there are supposed to be snitchers and informants in a country that things are working. I support it. But what I'm seeing now is some people that are informants, they will wear black and black. Carry kondo, one of their shoes will bend. And they will now be catching Okadas and the Keke. And at that, you will see them where they are selling Amala. You can even notice they are informant. Yeah, some of them will wear Amotoku clothes. And some of them will wear Uma Owa. You don't know what the informant. You don't know what
No, they're not informants. No, I don't think you know what you mean.
Okay, so it's me to talk about informant.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the type of information we're doing now. President, I'm going to tell you what they are doing in Nigeria now. They are cutting keke and okada. They are not doing their work of informants. That's all I'm telling you. For the second topic, a woman must submit.
Hey, yo, stop. No, okay, please. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name, you
this
can go ahead.
Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
You know all these things you are explaining now? It will work when you get good people in leadership. Good people in corridors of power. You not surprised say Nigeria not get light 24 hours. If those ones are in place, many things will be sorted out easily. Crime will be reduced. It's because we not get faithful people, they rule us. That is why. So when you vote good people into government, all these things will fall in place. Thank you.
Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I'm going to where? All right, so I have a WhatsApp message here I'd like to read. The first says, even the government needs an informant amongst themselves because we just can't keep losing this money in the country. Ah, LOL. Look, well, yeah, I see. But I don't know that they need it because if there's anybody who has capacity to interrogate fraud, to trace fraud, to inspect it, to investigate it, it'll be the government. So as far as where the money goes, how the money came, yeah, they have all of that information. Yeah, so let's try. So you're going to read the next WhatsApp message?
Even the worst format of infamous are those that infiltrate and become part of those who that support to be catching them, criminals.
Let's go to the telephone lines real quick. Hello, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yes, Joyce, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Joyce, that Mr. Akomoko is supposed to be either your gate man or he's supposed to be very close to you.
Why?
Like have an affiliation with you.
Why?
I'm serious.
Why?
Because anytime he just calls you, you have a way of just letting him go. Just say thank you. Thank you.
So
you used to drive out of the right track.
But that's the person you think I need a close affiliation.
Why are we not talking about the pipeline?
What pipeline?
The pipeline that our oil tape. That I think that should be our major concern, Joyce. I think you should make it a topic. Because when I heard how many barrels of oil they've been stolen every day for 9 years. And these people are telling us that they don't know. Joyce, have you ever seen a situation whereby you, after cooking your own soup, let me go pigeon, after you cook soup finish for your house, your own soup, you now go outside to call foreigners to join you as the man of the house to steal your own soup? That is what is happening in this country. The government are creating an alliance with the foreign oil company to steal its own citizen resources. And we are in poverty. We are swimming in perpetual poverty and penury. It's okay. Time is coming.
Do you think we need an informant in that regard? I lost you. Now, you kind of highlighted one of the many reasons why we may or may not need an informant. So what I think you didn't do is conclude your thoughts, and unfortunately I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, if you have just tuned in, we're talking about whether you think it would work, the idea of having the state establish private individual. Well, established individuals, you might, let's not call them spies. That sounds like something you'd see in the action movies. They're just informants, yeah? They take information, give to state agencies, and then the state agencies do not break your door at night and carry you. No, they have to investigate and follow through, yeah, before they... But the whole aim is that they use that opportunity to know where the dark holes are, and close up the hole, you know, take out whatever is in the hole and close up that hole. It's a measure. Some believe it's a measure by which we can minimize corruption or ills in society. I'd like to know what you think about that. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Can you hear us? Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
You have to speak closer to your mouthpiece and turn off your radio. Thank you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can. I'm listening to you. Just speak closer and go ahead. Okay, can I go ahead?
Informal special agent or the undercover cop in this country, I don't think it's possible.
Why?
Because number one, people will use it as a witch hunt.
Okay.
And we're setting ourselves up. That is what I think.
Well, you think we'll use it against ourselves or the people? We use it against people we don't like.
People we don't like.
That's a very tragic.
I don't like this guy. Make our just set him up. And that is how it will continue.
Oh, okay. If it's that one.
That is my idea.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If that be the case, nah. Hello. How are you? Good afternoon. Okay, make it back. Let me quickly read this one. The snitch that works with Nigerian police are not informants. These ones are just being used by the police to make money, and they get a share of the... Oh, of the booty, right? Is it true that police people get to use... Who are these people? Some people have suggested that, maybe. Why did he say booty, though? I thought maybe bounty would be better. Okay. But hold on. Now, someone had said to me before that some of the... Agberos in some neighborhoods get to work in collaboration with the police officers, and with that the police officer, no, the Agbero might, in, no, I think maybe the someone intercepts you first, and then the police officer gets into the picture, or maybe the police officer intercepts you first and then the Agbor, something very tricky like that. Okay, so is that what you mean when you say that some people work with the officers, then they share the money instantly? You say most cases they are not the real criminals because they know they have absolutely no protection from the police. Thank you very much. But let's establish something. Is it true that there are some non-state actors who work with, say, for example, thank you, I remember the story. Someone called the show and said that there are military checkpoints. He was along a highway where some area boys kind of stopped him, but they were actually working with the military in that particular checkpoint. And those ones are not snitches now. That's just another situation where crime thrives, or criminality. That's a different thing. That's not an informant. Yeah, if that's what you mean, by the way, that's not it. This is legal, this is just, this is fair. What we're talking about today is a situation where, on fair grounds, just observations, you know, like the caller who called in and said that it wouldn't work because people would use it against the people who they don't like. No, that's not the purpose of this. This is, look, there's a drug cartel in my friend's compound. I've seen them do this and do that. This is my suspicion. This is a number. This is the location. Good luck. And then they go and look and establish. So if they go, for example, and check, and it's not drugs, they can say, okay, well, thank you very much, but we checked it. It wasn't drugs. It was baby powder. Uh-huh. They're not going to arrest the guy and his family, put them in prison for 2 weeks, tell the guy to go and bring $1 million to bail himself. No, not that one. Nigeria Info. No, not that. That would be an insane place to live. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name.
You have Emmanuel on the line.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Well, first thing we should consider is that would such a person have safety? I mean, will he be safe?
Yes. Yeah, the state would have to protect you because you're working for them.
Are you talking about the Nigeria state or another country?
Nigeria state.
We have pensioners who have worked for 35 years are not secure. Do you know what it means to be an informant? Do you know what it means to go into the criminal's hideouts, pretend as if you are one of them, get the information from them, give it to the state? You know, a journalist once interviewed a CID official who worked in the 80s or perhaps in the 70s. You know, and then the name of the journalist is Citizen Jones. And then the official said, he said in those days, you are happy to be an undercover officer, an informant. Mm-hmm. He said, because you know, if anything happens to you, your family will be well taken care of, and then their bills is taken care of. And perhaps in the case of injury, you know, you know your life is secure.
Yeah.
But these days, I don't think anybody wants to take that risk working for this country. Do you know what this country has turned to?
Wow.
Listen to the stories of the military of officers working at the front, the front line. They will cry for this country. So for now, I'm not saying it's not possible in the future, but for now, I don't think it is possible. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Like, you see, the moment he just spoke about pensioners, it's like, yeah, let's talk about that one for a minute. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I think largely many of the contributions we've gotten so far think, fantastic idea, but it's not going to work because we do not have the foundation for that kind of structure. We'll do two more calls and then go to WhatsApp and then it's a wrap. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you doing? Sorry, make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello. Let me go to WhatsApp real quick. So I have Chris from Ghana who says, there are formal and informal police informants. The formal are recognized by the hierarchy, while the informal are also gang leaders, fellow criminals. Go to Oshodi. If you're snatched, call a police station, and if you can pay, your phone will be... Oh, really? So wait, he's saying if... When you say if you're snatched, what do you mean? You mean if you get robbed? You're saying go to Oshodi, I'm going to replace your word here with something else. I am assuming you mean to say if you get robbed, call the Bolade police station. And if you can pay, your phone can be retrieved in record time.
Oh, really?
So you mean that the police station knows who to steal your phone?
Oh, wow, that's something.
He says that the police know who in the area to call. All the gangs in Oshodi each control the area. Police, depending on where you were robbed, know who to call and ask about the incident.
You don't say.
Because sometimes one of them works.
Lagos, have you ever heard this one before? Oh, wow. So you can get robbed somewhere and you call the police station and the police can call one or two people and your phone comes out.
Oh, boy. Good God of heaven.
Yo. This is good. No, but that's a nightmare. I think the best informants are the political whistleblowers. At least whatever information they pass across leads to some sort of breeze that unveils the rooster's anus. At least these are enemies of the state. I wonder what happened to the executive order. Thank you very much for that information. Honestly, I thought that the very idea of having whistleblowers was a fantastic idea by the Nigerian government. But I've not met a whistleblower. Well, I'm not supposed to meet them, right? Yeah, but I think I would like to know that. I would like to meet a whistleblower and then find out the benefits of whistleblowing. I could blow on two people. Like three. and so that's also the temptation. That's the problem, because you don't want to be what? That's the conversation. That's a topic on radio. Like, would you blow on someone who's stealing government money? Like, if I knew that someone was stealing government money, would I blow the whistle on them and call the government and be like, "Yo, government, your money is here. Our money is here." Then the government is like, "Okay, thank you. By the way, here is your 10% come after tax. No, tax free." It has to be tax-free. Like, come on, man. That's a risky job. 10%. Is it 10 or 20% tax-free?
That would give me
tax. Just make a career out of whistleblowing. Oh, good God. Joyce, what? The snitch, what? Nigeria concerned currently. Joyce, it's not going to work. This is... Obat sent me a message in Pigeon and it looks very funny, but hold on a second, Obat, I'm going to get to you in a moment. It's absolutely true, Joyce. You get robbed, you pay the police, you get your items back. You don't pay, then I think the items are gone forever. Wow. Oh, wow. Those used by the police for such a cold kelebe. They're not informants. They are evil. Ben from Yaba. Ben, have you been anywhere outside of Yaba? Because now you're saying that they're evil. No, they're not evil. The intent is not to do evil to a neighbor. The intent is to expose evil. So if you think it's evil, then I think you might not have thoroughly examined the topic, because what the conversation is about is that we're hoping that the states can institute a process whereby if you have information that the states can use in order to curb crime, social ills, you know, criminality, theft in society, whether we can do that, whether there is an opportunity to do that, because the benefit is for all. That's the topic. So you can't say that those who report to the state are evil. Let's see. Let me do one more call. Actually, yeah, one more, because we have to go to another topic. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. Use this hand.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. This is Wale from Ayadio.
Welcome, Wale. It's good to have you here.
Madam.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think... Being an informant in Nigeria is just like someone using his life, his or her life, things to play ping pong.
No, you're protected by the state. The state will give you security.
How am I going to be sure?
No, now that's the deal. That's even what this is about. Like, the state must give you security.
Okay. They must give me the security.
Not bouncer. Not that. No, but they will protect you. They will keep your identity hidden.
Well, we know that some security officials are saboteurs. So I don't think that will work perfectly in Nigeria.
It can work now. Okay, thank you.
I know it can. It can.
Yeah.
I'm not. I can't.
You don't trust them. You know the police is your friend. You've forgotten that the police is your friend.
That's how they say Bill is sweet.
Well,
people still paying for me.
Well, yeah.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. I like this topic, and I like, yeah, I just, all the ways it's gone in the last 30 minutes. Hello, the 99.3 Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Make it back. Hello. 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 Afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hi, how are you? Make it back. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Haven't you been here before, lady? Have you been here before? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Make it back. Hi, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hey, sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Actually, first time calling your show.
Hey, nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, I've been following you since Cool FM, 9 show on Cool FM, you know.
High like five. That, look at you.
Yeah, so your topic, I don't know your question, but I don't think it's possible to work with the police in Nigeria.
You don't know the question, so how do you know it's not possible?
I said, not the process, I said I don't think it's possible.
Oh, why?
I don't think it's possible. It is not possible. They are going to to mess you up.
Wait. See, yeah, the arrangement between you and the state is that you are helping the state, so the state cannot punish you for helping them. Like, are you thinking about this thing the way we're thinking about it?
Yeah.
So the state has to pay you, protect you, like as though you are one of their own. That's what this is.
Is it the same state that can protect its own citizen that would then protect us after getting those information for them? You know, it's not. I don't think it's possible. I don't know.
I don't know what to say after that. But
yeah.
But the police is your friend.
Yes, they are.
But you don't like them. You don't like them. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. I need to get a senior police official. I think that they have a lot of social personality laundry to do. Do I need to do like a little bit of personality dry cleaning? Because I think it's such a phenomenal idea. And all of you agree it's a great idea, but your lack of faith is spoiling the whole thing. It's like the moment where Jesus couldn't perform miracles because they didn't believe. That's exactly where we are. That's a similar moment. Like, it's so good, everybody think it's a great idea, but nah. WhatsApp, Joyce, it doesn't work in Nigeria. Exposing financially corrupt politicians and highly placed civil servants can endanger the informant. There is a law in civil service that can be used against the informant called divulging government secrets. This is Henry from Ikorodu. So, Henry, I think that some of you are assuming that you're without state security. No, the deal is that you get state security. So, Henry, how are you still suggesting that you are endangered if you get cover by the... In fact, one of the good covers, one of the best things that can happen to you, maybe not the best, but, you know, I think in terms of social blah, 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 isn't that why your statesmen, your civil statesmen, prefer, rather than hiring security agents who are not the military, they go and hire military to drive their cars and carry their purses? That's a conversation we must have, by the way. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Nice show. Really, really, I mean...
Thank you.
Inspiring and challenging question. I think the reason why what we want or what we hope for will be difficult to get is because trust has been broken.
Yeah.
You see, the duty of government is to take care of citizens, and in doing that, trust is built, trust is established. The people see the need to die for their country, to serve their country, to believe their leaders. You see, Joe Biden made a statement one day during one of his campaign when he was running for office. He said, the words of a leader can either inspire or can incite. Over time, we have not been so gifted, especially my generation, those of us that were born in the 80s, to have been governed by people that can truly and really inspire us, that will make it very convenient for us to decide to give our best back to our country. Is it from the way we are treated before we get admission to school? Or is it from the way we are treated when the police see you on the road and stops and start asking you questions? Is it from the way we are treated in getting the basic things that a citizen ought to get without going through stress? Or is it even the way our NYSC uniforms are sewn? So over time, the average young Nigerian, especially those born in the 80s, have lost a lot of trust for the system.
Wow.
What you are bringing up as a topic is a very, very, I mean, powerful thing. That it should be the joy of any citizen to ensure that the state where you belong to is not only livable, but it's also secured. I mean, it would be a thing of joy to inform the state about things that are being done in locations unlawfully, and people can be rounded up, I mean, and kept behind bars.
Oh, he makes a very passionate argument for why it would not work. And that was such a good one. I have a message here. He says, hello, Joyce. Recently, a guy in the Ministry of Works, Abuja, was punished for whistleblowing. It will take time for this to work in Nigeria. Abiodun, thank you very much for that. Oh, really? A guy. Where did I see? I thought I read a few months, maybe last year, that someone informed security of, was it security of work? Someone informed the ministry, and they instituted a punishment. They punished him.
Yeah.
They punished the person that they gave some kind of disciplinary action against the person whom he reported. And then they punished him for whistleblowing. We need our courts to really, because now we're totally dependent on the courts. And this is also why you never give total power to anybody. You never, ever. And you never institute so much power in anybody. That's why I despise this hierarchical thing where you put all the power one place and then the person can determine what they do with it while you are at the bottom. You know, you never ever put power. So we're practically leaning on the courts to help defend the soul of this nation. Because when you have conversations as this and you have 90% of the callers say something like, oh yeah, great idea, but no. If people say no to good, then what are they saying yes to? Because, I mean, it's in physics, like something has got to give, right? So if the energy is not being destroyed, but is being transferred into something else, then what is that thing? Let's go to WhatsApp. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Now this person says, a friend of mine reported a friend for internet fraud. And on the day he was released, the police said to him, be careful of that, you fat friend.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, but that sounded like a good thing for a moment, right? No, wait. Wait, no,
they
no, no.
They told him who snitched
no, no,
on
no,
him.
No, we're in heaven. Wait. No, wait. Stop. I've lost it.
Should I read the message again?
What did the message say?
It says, a friend of mine reported a friend for internet fraud. And on the day of his release, the police said to him, be careful of that, your fat friend.
The police reported to the one that was the fraudster.
Yes.
That his friend
on the day
reports.
Of, yes.
We're off on a break. Good God. Wow. That took a minute, though. I needed a minute to really just let that settle in. Then the police is not fighting for the cause of the state. The police is an immoral individual. So I can understand if the police decides to sympathize with the fraudster, but not to tell the fraudster. So then the police is not working for the cause of the state. The police should remove that uniform. No, he has to remove the uniform. He has to. Because he's not working for the cause of the state. You see, I can understand you arrest a guy And then the guy says, my mother is sick. Oh, I'm poor. I've suffered so bad. My head is turned over. And I hate to do what I'm doing. But I know I'm a fraudster. And then he's like, look, you have to pick your life up and fix yourself and give up ills. And I'm going to let you go, but you have to fix yourself. And don't do this again. I'm keeping an eye on you. And he lets him go. You see, maybe that's different, but that's better than saying, hey, is that your fat friend? I said, we should go.
Oh my goodness. Like,
when I become president, if ever I become president, all of you are going back to school. Like, educate, all of you are going back to school. Like, education, it's, yo. You see the way Israel, Switzerland, all these first world nations make military training a must? I know, you have to. Like, you're going to go through various forms of education. Because maybe there's a void somewhere. And it's that thing that must uphold the spirit of the nation, and that thing is lost or is dying. Someone says to me, Joyce, the police is not your friend. Maybe American police or Dubai police. It's like, but no, the police is supposed to be your friend. So if the police isn't your friend, then maybe the state must need to revisit why we have a police force and what they must do. So the people are not afraid to speak to a police officer. And the police also doesn't feel threatened as well. Because, I mean, people talk about hating the police. It's like, how is that even a thing when these are the people you must interact with? You interface with these people every day. People curse out the police officers and NEPA officials so badly. It's like, how do you even coexist? And you're not even enemies, except maybe for some of you, the police is a direct enemy of yours. Probably more an enemy to you than your families in the village that you don't like. We're off on a break. It's top of the hour, 2 p.m. We're about to bring to you Lost of the Headlines. My name's Joyce. We'll be right. Honey, you need time? We're off on a break. We will be. We'll be right back. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here from a Nigerian who is sending in a message from Okota. He wants me to deliver a public announcement, someone who might be looking for a spare tire. He says, Joyce, I like your program. Please assist me announce so that the driver of a Toyota RAV4 SUV, black collar, who drove towards Lagos on Ibadan Sagamu Expressway on Saturday, 8th December 2022, but lost his spare tire, to call 080-33333-276 to collect it. So if you are the driver, you drive a Toyota RAV4 SUV, the color black. You drove towards Lagos. Towards Lagos on Ibadan Sagamu Expressway on Saturday, 8th October 2022, and you lost your spare tire. Then you call 080-333-33276 to collect it. It's reported that it fell off the car, so I picked it, hoping to catch up with the vehicle, but we could not meet. Thank you very much, Chima from Okota. So if you're a driver, you lost your tire, a good Nigerian's found it, and he would like for you to have it back at no cost, hopefully. Thank you very much, Chima from Okota. I do appreciate it. Aha, Joyce, this is not the U.S. We seldom have informants who are under protective custody working with the police. What they do is pseudo-legal arrangements between local police authorities and retired criminals. So someone sent a message, says, Joyce, I've been a former informant, and I will not advise anyone to do it. Oh, really? How bad was it? Did you have a sad experience, a horrifying experience? I wish I could find out I hope you could tell me what your eyes saw. That's one way to look at it. Oh, wow. Maybe it's because maybe the people you worked with didn't take it seriously. This has got to be like one of this, like this is a sure way. Foolproof, they say. Like this is a certain way to emerge through a dark tunnel to light because, well, that's... So the tragedy of this conversation is everybody's saying, great idea, but it would only work overseas. Then the question is, I think it's an admittance that has played out once too many when we talk about the structure of society and governance and how it's so fractured that for anything good to sit on this, then we have to bring this one down to establish something totally new. Joyce, informants in Nigeria, it can't work. If you run a statistical analysis of how many informants have disappeared into thin air till date, I don't think any sane Nigerian will enroll for such a job for the state. Hold on a second. So this is where I think I'm getting it wrong. So here is a message, and this is probably the sixth or seventh person insinuating that you get no state protection. So he says, informants in Nigeria, it can't work. If you run a statistical analysis of how many informants have disappeared into thin air till date, I don't think any sane Nigerian will enroll for such job for the state. Now, two things can be deduced. Either the person whom you maybe have assumed disappeared into thin air change location, because usually informants, particularly when they feel that it's time to move, might want to move, and so they change location without necessarily informing any person outside family, right? So I think that might be it, because the deal is that the state must guarantee your safety. Otherwise, then it's not what I think I'm talking about. Do you get? I mean, you watch the movies, right? If you read about the legal framework, how this works in other societies, the state guarantees your protection. So in the absence of that, you do not have a deal with the state. So under the assumption that the state can guarantee... Well, yeah, I think some of you spoke on that. You said, well, if they're not going to defend the people, can they really guarantee a citizen who is an informant or a few citizens who are informants? If they haven't paid pensioners, like, can we really say that this is a solid... I mean, it's a solid idea by itself, but can the Nigerian government act like... in Roman law, they're called something that just vaguely translates to head of house. You know, like, can the Nigerian law be... the Nigerian system be a good head of house and manage house, something like that. I'll speak to a few people. Let me also quickly inform you. By 2:15, there's a recorded program, and I just chose to exercise the liberty to further the conversation. Yeah, by 2:15, I'm off on a break. So by 2:15, remember, there's a recorded program for 15 minutes, and hopefully I will be back at 2:30. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Ngozi calling from Michigan.
Okay, Ngozi from Michigan. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. In 2011, I came back to Nigeria to see my father, who was ailing at Igondo General Hospital.
Okay.
So as I was, saw him, the doctors requested for some money, and I wanted to go down to Alaba International to get some, to transfer, convert my dollars to Naira.
Yeah.
I was on a bike, and a group of policemen just came out from nowhere and stopped me and asked me, hey, where are you going to? I said, Alaba. They said, what do you have in your bag? I said it was a baby diaper. They said, why am I carrying a baby diaper? I said, it's just a baby diaper. Unbeknownst to them, it was just not just an ordinary baby diaper. I had to wrap my dollars inside baby diaper and put it in a white plastic bag and just put it in there because something just told me, protect yourself that day. That's why they didn't search for that money. And I had about $2,000 in that baby wiper I wrapped. They checked my IDs. They said I was an impersonator because I had 3 IDs, and they took me away. In fact, the way they rough-handled me that day, they said I was a terrorist, I was a criminal, that I have 5 different IDs. I like, these IDs you see, one is for my college, one is my state ID, one is my international plastic ID, one is my library ID. They just wouldn't listen to anything. They had to rough-handle me into a van.
Oh.
About 6 of them. They cocked their guns. Luckily for me that day, I had to quickly use my phone and called my colleague here in the United States because I work for law enforcement. They should please track down my location with my GPS. That some group of people who call themselves police have just taking me away.
Yeah.
They should please do something real fast. So they took me down to a joint police station, and they were still rough handling me that I have to tell them who I am. I'm like, this is who I am. This is who I am. They said, no, I'm a terrorist. So luckily, some long story short, I think they got hold of the DPO in that local police station, and the DPO came in and was shouting that, who is this person that you people arrested, that they want to sack him because of this? And
wait, did your office called the police station?
Yeah, they tracked down through the embassy.
Yeah.
And they located where I was.
Yeah.
And they located the DPO of that police station. So after he spoke to me at length, he apologized that he's sorry for what his men did, that I'm free to go. What am I trying to say here? If those policemen had found the money in my bag, probably they would have shot me and put a gun and claimed that I was an armed robber. What they did to me that day, almost 4 hours of being locked up in a jail police station.
Wow.
After, as I was leaving, one of them came to whisper to me in Igbo language that he heard my language, that I'm Delta Igbo, that if I had some money, I should have given to them. All this, I like, I didn't have no money. I didn't have no naira. And I can't expose the dollars in my hand because I knew that these people would have done something terrible to me.
Wow.
So there's no way Nigerian police can ever be anybody's friend.
Yeah, with that story. Yeah, with that story.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I can entertain one more conversation and then we'll call it today because we have a recording at 2:15. Remember, Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Remember, turn down the vault. Turn off your radio, please. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Miss, I would like to remain an IMO.
Oh, sure. We have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Something happened around Shomolu. At least we have 3 police stations at Shomolu. I came around that very evening. I saw something that is at least very bad, which I called the police. Unfortunately, they said, you see my line? I said, yes. Okay, I should keep it on, that you will be using to track, so no. They keep on calling me. Are those people still there? I said, yes. Until they get to that place, I get those people arrested. But fortunately, after that very day, the next day, I start receiving threats. People threatening me, in Yoruba, you want informant, you want kinikon. Nobody sent me, really. I did it for purpose. I have not even said somebody should protect me or something.
Yeah.
But that very day, I start receiving threats.
How did they get your number? That's even the thing now. How did they get your number?
At least, I did not. Let me say, when I called the police, I did not hide my number. I called the police.
Oh.
The second day, and on being loyalty to you, before God, man, I never spoke to anybody that I was the one that did that. I made the report of those people coming to arrest. I never told anybody. The only person that I believe I knew was the police people I was talking to. Finish.
So are you saying that you feel like a police officer gave your number to the people that they went to arrest?
If police did not give my number to them, who? Because the person I should have told that very day was my wife, and she was not around. I never told any living soul. I'm telling you, I never told any living soul.
Mm.
I'm talking to you, I've left, I've packed away. Because I don't think, I have a small place of mine, which I've moved to, I thank God, but
yeah.
At least I know how much I received threats.
All right. Thank you. Wow. So I guess we're going to say good idea, but it's not going to work then, because that's about the only way to end the conversation this afternoon. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We have a recorded program for 15 minutes. I should be back at the end of 2:30. So don't go anywhere. We're Nigeria Info.